This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel says it has agreed to extend the truce with Hamas for at least one more day. The Israel Defense Force has tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The statement came about 15 minutes before the truce was to end early Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports on his mission.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a look at his early life.
I came here. I came to the United States. I was 15.
Henry Kissinger was born in Germany.
And as you can hear today, I spoke no English then.
A Jew, he'd fled the Nazis with his family.
I was kind of a refugee who had to earn a living. The idea of representing the United States as a foreign born.
Yet he went on to become one of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century.
Didn't occur to me.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for more news, please join us.